Sponda is a term that carries a lot of resonance for me, no pun intended, or perhaps that's the point. While at a yoga retreat a few years ago, the teacher was sharing about the principles of Shiva, Shakti, and Sponda. If you practice yoga, you've likely heard of Shiva and Shakti in some form or another. Depending on who is sharing, Shiva may be personified as the divine masculine or purely as conscious awareness. Shakti can be personified as the divine feminine or more purely as energy or matter. Sponda is the pulse that brings life to consciousness and energy. The sacred tremor that runs through every aspect of our existence. This vibration is so intrinsic to our existence, we don't notice its consistent presence unless we get really quiet and listen and are somehow ready to feel it. When my teacher shared about Sponda at the retreat, talking about this divine pulsation that penetrates every aspect of our existence, my body suddenly awoke to something that had been there all along, but somehow I'd become numb to it. It's like how we don't know the smell of our own home, but it's obvious to everyone else. Except most people I know don't know the texture of Sponda. Most don't know the smell of our shared home. As my body awoke, I also realized that whatever she was talking about, wherever this was coming from, this was it for me. I'd been searching for over 15 years at that point, resigned that I would be somewhat spiritually lost my entire life, looking for other people who really got the world the way I had. I was hoping just to find one or two people. Instead, I had found an entire 1,500-year-old tradition with millions who understand the world in this way. Non-dual Shaiva Tantra, or Kashmir Shaivism. It's the same tradition that mystic poets like Rumi, Hafiz, and Lala were a part of. And still, after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, "You owe me." Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky. That's still one of my favorite Hafiz poems. Funny, because it had been under my nose through their poetry from the start of my searching, but it was never shared with me as a structured tradition or explained to me all the mystical experiences I would have. But more so, they seemed like some rogue mystic poets who I'd assumed were some kind of reverent outcasts of their time. Funny also because some mushrooms I ate when I was 19 showed me the principle of Sponda, and I just chalked it up to some shared imaginal experience of the trees and the clouds breathing again. Or how I could palpably see how each being on this earth is exhaled from her for a moment in time into a contracted individual perception location as Megan, me, or you. And I would palpably see how the earth would inhale each of us back into her upon our death. or how the dog I was petting completely got it and didn't have all the neuroses going through its head like I had. That's a classic mushroom and dog experience if there ever was one. Right now, you can tune into many layers of Spanda quite easily. The expansion and contraction of your breath. There's a reason we focus on breath in yoga, in meditation. The pulse of your heartbeat. The pumping of your blood. Zoom out a tad. The expanse of the daytime and the nesting of the nighttime. Look in your garden at the opening and closing of your lilies with the day and the night. The ebbing and flowing of the tides. The fertility and blooming of summertime and the hibernating of winter. Many have a poor relationship with the dark. A woman's menstrual cycle. Many have a poor relationship with blood and bones and ash. The contraction and expansion of labor pains when a woman gives birth. Her Spanda gives birth to us all. Our blood pulsates through our bodies. Hear your heartbeat. Our lineages are passed through blood. They were also passed through breath. The expansion of your awareness and consciousness with insight or meditation, trance, knowledge, psychedelics. The contraction of your awareness with unconsciousness, sleep, suffering, fear, projection. Birth and death and birth again. Where were you before you were born? Forests inhale and exhale. Climates freeze and thaw. Sound and light waves. Zoom way out. The universe is currently expanding in a billion years process. And it will start contracting after another several billion years. Spanda is at the very heart of our known existence. Why share about this, though? Because there is also a deep pulsation to our interconnectedness. Modern Western culture is severed from it, and we are all deeply suffering because of this. There are waves to catch and ride in our communities. There is a flow to become a part of the ever-shifting of cultures, of what it is to be human, to be alive on this beautiful earth. This isn't something that comes from the mind. It's not your next best idea. It's something to be deeply and somatically felt. It is something to relinquish control to. And in this relinquishing, you become alive. Not just a talking head. Not just a brain taxi. It is antithetical to much of our modern culture, which is already very AI, if you look at it honestly. We generally don't feel this pulse that connects us all unless we take psychedelics, though set and setting definitely matter. or have a regular devoted spiritual practice, or we spend significant time in nature. I'm personally more a proponent of the latter two these days. For many, psychedelics are just sadly becoming another tool to prop ourselves up in a culture that is terribly disconnected from itself. People are a lot happier when we feel this connective pulse. When we have the palpable felt sense that we are indeed not alone, our neurosis melts away. We are alive before we die again.